This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The European Union has lifted COVID-19-related travel restrictions on visitors from 14 nations. Travelers from nations where COVID-19 cases have been surging, including the U.S., Brazil, and India, may not enter at this time. The U.S., the epicenter of the global pandemic, Johns Hopkins University reports there are nearly 2.7 million confirmed cases and almost 130,000 deaths in the country. On Capitol Hill, the country's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the U.S. cannot count on the availability of a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Testifying before Congress, Fauci is urging Americans to work together to fight the virus. At the same hearing, the Center for Disease Control's director, Robert Redfield, agreed.
It is critical that we all take the personal responsibility to slow the transmission of COVID-19 and embrace the universal use of face coverings. Specifically, I'm addressing the younger members of our society, the millennials and the Generation Zs. I ask those that are listening to spread the word.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has released guidance on its conditions for approving a vaccine for the coronavirus. The FDA is saying a vaccine has to prevent or decrease disease severity in at least 50% of people who are vaccinated. More than 100 vaccines are being tested worldwide against the virus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pushing the Council to indefinitely extend an arms embargo on Iran before it expires in October, saying the country is not a responsible democracy and must be held accountable. China is rejecting the embargo, saying Washington cannot legally bring back UN sanctions. This is VOA News. Britain says it will not turn its back on the commitments it has made to former colony Hong Kong. Its foreign minister says China has broken promises with its new security law for the territory. Under the new law, which was passed Tuesday, crimes of secession and sedition will be punishable with up to life in prison. Joshua Rosenzweig, who is head of Amnesty International's China team, says Hong Kong citizens are likely to feel their freedoms limited by the new measures.
This is not, after all, something as simple as, you know, jaywalking, where the wrong behavior is, and you can avoid that. It's the uncertainty about the legal consequences and what actually may be prosecuted that will lead people to make their own decisions, and a lot of people are likely to be extra cautious going forward.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for sanctions and other steps against China. The Associated Press reports top officials in the White House were aware of Russia's secretly offering bounties to the Taliban for the deaths of Americans. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Officials with direct knowledge of the intelligence say it's been included at least twice in the president's daily written intelligence briefing starting early last year. Then National Security Advisor John Bolton told colleagues at the time he'd briefed the president. The doubt on White House efforts to distance the president from the assessments. Spokeswoman Kelly McEnany said yesterday he had not been briefed because the intelligence had not been fully verified.
It would not be elevated to the president until it was verified.
But if the president had been briefed, it raises questions about why he did not take action against Russia for steps threatening American troops. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the first time in Belgium's history, a reigning king expressed his regret Tuesday for the violence carried out by the former colonial power when it ruled over what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. Later, a bust of former Belgian King Leopold II was taken off public display in a Belgian park to mark the 60th anniversary of the end of its colonial rule in Congo. Next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Cameroon has been postponed until 2022 due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Confederation of African Football says the decision was made with health as the main priority. U.S. stock indexes are mixed in afternoon trading. Kicking off a data-heavy week for Wall Street, figures on Tuesday show U.S. consumer confidence increased much more than expected in June. Data on manufacturing activity and employment are due on Wednesday and Thursday. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.